Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
He's the man that started the daddy call phenomenon, among others, Ross the Boss Wilson. Welcome to The Big Show here at 3BA.
Thanks very much.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Actually, I had a dose of COVID about 2 weeks ago, so I got that one out of the way.
Nice. That sort of gives you a little bit more immunity. That's what we're being told anyway.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, I think I got Omicron and I'd been triple vaxxed, so I recommend everybody get that extra protection. It only took, it was about 3 days of like a really bad chest cold, and then I was fine. But, you know, there's still Delta hanging around, so don't still take all the precautions you need to do.
And that's what we're doing when we're getting back out on the touring road, Ross Wilson,
exactly.
Which you've done last week, a couple of gigs last weekend. You've got a gig coming up in Pomona, up in the Grampians this weekend. Before we get to all of that, though, Ross, 50 years old, Eagle Rock this year.
I know, it's amazing, really. I mean, when I wrote that song, I never thought it'd still be getting played all the time and people would be doing, dancing around to it, you know, but I think it's fantastic that that's the case, and we're doing some special shows celebrating Eagle Rock's 50th at Daddy Cool. I mean, because we can't reform Daddy Cool anymore because sadly Wayne and Hannah passed away a couple of years ago. So, but, you know, we're going to mark this golden anniversary in a special way. So, we're at the winery this weekend and in the great outdoors at Pomona, and we'll be playing Eagle Rock and a lot of other stuff as well.
Yeah, and you don't get sick of playing it, do you?
No, I don't, no.
It's a great song.
No, I play it every gig, so, like, I'd be terrible if I did get sick of it, but it's always fun to play, and it's great to see people's reaction. I mean, if they've been sitting down, they always get up for that one, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess, Ross, like Darrell Braithwaite's The Horses, that is your signature tune, isn't it?
Well, I guess so. I mean, Darrell, I mean, he's got a few signature tunes. He's got, how's that, you know? he's got a bunch of stuff, you know.
Hey,
so I mean, I've got a few others as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I was just reminiscing and watching the Daddy Cool film clip. At the start of the film clip, are you in a fish and chip shop of sorts?
Yeah, it was in South Melbourne, down on Clarendon Street. It was a place called the Dolphin Cafe, you know, fish and chip shop. So we took that over for the day. And then one of the main reasons was because they had a jukebox. So it looked like we're playing Eagle Rock on the jukebox.
And who were the two girls?
They were just somebody that the director dug up. Two sisters, I think they were twins, and they, you know, had their bouffant hairdos and their hot pants on, and you know, they pretended they were Daddy Cool fans, because I don't know if they were Daddy Cool fans, because we weren't famous at that stage. We were on the brink.
And later in the clip, there's some shots of you doing a concert. There's a big crowd. Your first wife, Pat Wilson's in the crowd. She's pregnant. Yep. And, of course, 1971, not only was the year Eagle Rock was born, but your first kid was born as well.
Yeah, Daniel. He was born then. And that footage was shot way before we'd even released a record. That was shot at the Maiponga Festival in South Australia, just outside Adelaide. A friend of ours was following us around, you know, shooting footage. And when it came time to make a film clip, he had all this raw material. So it was great.
Mm. Mate, you've been so blessed in the music industry. Daddy Cool, you produced some Skyhook stuff. And then, of course, Mondo Rock came along. And you've done a whole heap of solo stuff. You must be thanking your lucky stars.
Well, yeah, and it all goes back to Eagle Rock, because without that song, you know, that was the foundation of everything that came later. You know, I wrote that song. Fortunately, I had a band, Daddy Cool, that was able to make... I mean, there's no one else that plays Eagle Rock like Daddy Cool did. I mean, even my band I've got now don't play it quite the same.
Yeah.
It's not, there was some kind of glue there that we had that just made it bounce along. And, you know, we do the best we can. We get pretty close, but Daddy Cool was the ultimate. And without that, I wouldn't be here talking to you today, you know. So I really appreciate the fact that that happened.
And I've got to tell you, it's such a pleasure to still be able to see you and your band performing. It's great that you're still out there doing the stuff that you've loved since, well, before 1971, I guess.
Yeah, well, it took a while. I mean, I started in my first group when I was still at school with Ross Hannaford, and he was only 13 and I was like 16. But we put out a few singles, and then people started going off to uni and stuff, and he and I stuck together. So over a period of like 6 years, we evolved from this guys that could hardly play at all into having like the number one hit in Australia. You know?
Yeah.
So it was pretty amazing. When you're teens, you kind of soak up all the influences and eventually come out, you know.
Well, this Saturday, you bring Ross Wilson's Cool World show to Pomona Estate in the Grampians. What a beautiful, beautiful place to go and hold a concert. And it's not only your good self. You've got Michael Spybe's Bad Loves on the tour with you.
Yep.
And King Canyon featuring Jimmy Couples. Now, Jimmy, I know, was on The Voice. Is he any relation to Peter Couples?
I think they're cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
But they're all good bunch of singers, the Couples people, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, I'd just like to point out to everybody, so they're worried about going out, it's in the great outdoors. All precautions will be taken. So I think it's going to be a safe environment, and come and enjoy some really rocking music.
Yeah, absolutely. 12 o'clock until 6 p.m., 6 hours of great Australian music. There'll be food trucks, and it is family friendly. Kids under 12 are free of charge. There'll be free parking, shuttle bus services, the whole box and dice. And you can get some further info at rosswilson.com.au, or you can go to tickets.tebow.com.au/coolworld. I'll get all those details up onto our website. And as a matter of fact, Ross, I've been told that we can give a couple of double passes away to our lovely listeners to come and see you on Saturday.
Great. That's great, Paul.
I think that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Yes. Look, the phones have lit up already, Ross.
Okay.
They're like a Christmas tree. Yet
first in, best dress.
First in, best dress. 5332 1023. Ross Wilson, always lovely to chat with you, and enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you out there.